This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Hello, Tech Talkers. First thing to say is I'm an old Suffolk lad and proud of it. So if on occasion I sound like a country yokel, it's because I am a country yokel. The second thing to say, and brace yourself for this, I'm an Android user. Yes, an Android user. Why? Well, I lost my sight rather suddenly back in 2014, and at the time I already had a couple of Android devices, and it seemed more sensible to go on with what I already knew than to start again. Secondly, and even more importantly, I'm a miserly old skinflint, and if anybody wants some pennies from my tightly clenched fist, they're going to have to justify me releasing them. £1,000 for an Apple X? I don't think so. Now, why am I doing this voice recording? It's because back in podcast 194, there was a review of optical character recognition, text detection, and I felt I should throw a few Android-shaped pebbles into the mill pool and see what ripples we got. So, I have, over the last couple of years, downloaded several OCR apps from the Play Store. Most of them got uninstalled pretty quickly. That's because most of the apps of this kind in the Play Store are designed primarily for sighted people who want simply to digitize their documents. That's fair enough, no argument with that, but it doesn't really help us. But there are a few that are useful, and there are four I thought I'd mention. The first one is the team's favourite, KNFB Reader. It's expensive. Current price in the Play Store, I believe, is £95. Why has someone who says he's a cheapskate bought it? Well, I got it last year on a sale for $19.99. Still quite expensive, I think, but there you go. How do I rate it? Well, to be honest, I would say the speed is average to good, not brilliant. The text detection, I would frankly say, is rather poor. Now, I'm talking about it from an Android point of view. Perhaps on Apple it's brilliant, but on my Android devices, and I've tried it on three, I couldn't say any better than poor. It's the only OCR app that I use that consistently cannot say my name, which is annoying in itself. It does have some redeeming features, of course. I think the chief of those is that you can save the text you've scanned for future editing, and for some people that may be important. I have to say, I'm coming at this as a fairly casual reader. What I want OCR for is simply to do a scan of my post, see what's important, what I've got to respond to, what is just trash mail and go straight in the bin, and for scanning food packaging, that sort of thing. Tell the difference between a tin of beans and some peach slices. And KNFB, frankly, is overkill for that. It does also have some features to help with lining the camera up with the paper. I've not found that particularly good. Again, it could just be an Android thing, but I don't find it particularly good even with a straightforward piece of A4 paper, let alone food packaging, which comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. So if text editing is important to you, then KNFB Reader might be worth a go, but I'd say keep an eye open for it being on sale. Next one I'd mention, and my favourite, is Google Goggles. I don't know if that's available on Apple, but on Android, of course it is, being a Google product. It hasn't been updated for a long time. Last updated 2014, but it still seems to work well on all my devices, and I'm up to Android Marshmallow. It's got scene detection. I wouldn't even bother with the scene detection, to be honest. But the OCR, the text detection, I think is really good. It's the fastest of all the apps I've tried. It's got a high degree of accuracy, and particularly important, it's got a good degree of forgiveness as regards getting the camera really accurately aligned with the paper or slightly tilted or anything like that. It seems to cope really well if you just get it a little bit wrong, and that's important. It's fast and it's free, which really matters. It also has barcode scanning function, which can be really useful if you're looking through tin cans in the kitchen. You do need to get it pointed at the barcode, obviously, but once it is pointed, it will automatically detect and respond to it. So you don't have to keep pushing a button on the and hope for the best. You can't save the scans, but then for most of my purposes, 95%, I don't want to save the scans, so that's fine with me. Mostly what I want is letter comes through the door, put it down, scan it. Is it important? Yes, no. Respond if necessary. Third piece of software is Text Detective. This is free, always good. It does not need an internet connection. So if you're out somewhere, no internet, and you desperately need to scan something, this could save the day for you. It's a little bit slow, but it works. Its accuracy is pretty good. It's got a really weird foible, and that it will only scan in landscape mode, which is bizarre, frankly. But there you go, that's what we've got. So that might be all right for you. The fourth one is a little bit different. It's called ID, or the paid-for version, ID Pro. This is an app from India. Found it a few months back, and it's quite interesting, actually. It's a multifunction app. It's ambitious. It's got object recognition, scene recognition, and some navigation features, as well as the OCR. I won't talk really about scene detection and that, other than say it does work to an extent. It's got a way to go. It's not brilliant, but it's there. And this is a relatively new app, so perhaps the future will produce better things. Worth looking at. The OCR, you do need an internet connection, but it's pretty good if you can wait. It's slow. It is slow, noticeably slow. But the reason I'm putting it forward is that I found that on more difficultly formatted documents, the non-standard letters, things in boxes, things in many columns, I haven't found any OCR text detection that will make a brilliant job of it. But this one, ID, seems to make a better fist of it than many. And it is cheap. The paid for version, which gets rid of the adverts, the ID Pro, is only £2.99, or at least that's what I paid for it about 6 months ago. So that's something you might like to have a look at. I think it will get better as time goes by, because it is actively being supported. So I think that's me concluded. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye for now.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.